And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 20th of September, 2014. It's the birthday of the editor Maxwell Perkins, New York City, 1884. Graduated from Harvard, went to work at Scribner's, which was a publishing house that usually hired people from Princeton. Perkins set out to find new young writers, and his first major acquisition was a St. Paul writer named F. Scott Fitzgerald. His book, This Side of Paradise, came out in 1920. Fitzgerald then recommended to Perkins a writer named Ernest Hemingway, and Perkins got Scribner's to publish Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, which was considered profane for the time. Maxwell Perkins fell fatally ill with pneumonia in 1947. His wife called an ambulance to their home. There was an attendant who came up with a stretcher to carry the sick man down. And Perkins told his daughter to deliver two manuscripts, which were on his nightstand, deliver them to his secretary for safekeeping. The manuscripts were Cry, The Beloved Country, and From Here to Eternity. And it's the birthday of the muckraker and novelist Upton Sinclair, born Baltimore, 1878. Father was an alcoholic. Family was in dire straits. From the time the boy was 17, he supported himself by writing. He became a member of the Socialist Party, and he wanted to write about injustice in his fiction. He was commissioned by a socialist magazine to write about the plight of immigrants working in meatpacking houses in Chicago. And he moved to the Stockyards district for 7 weeks, took notes on miserable working conditions, came back and wrote his novel, The Jungle, which was published in the magazine in installments. The book was rejected by a number of publishers because it was rather graphic, a lot of blood and guts in it. But Doubleday swooped in at the last minute, agreed to publish it. It came out in 1906, The Jungle. Upton Sinclair intended to write about the mistreatment of the workers, but readers reacted instead to his descriptions of the mistreatment of the animals, the food, the unsanitary preparation of meat, and the outcry that the book raised helped to pass the Pure Food and Drugs Act. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, The Sorrel Filly. The songs of small birds fade away into the bushes after sundown, the air dry, sweet with goldenrod. Beside the path, suddenly, bright asters flare in the dusk. The aged voices of a few crickets thread the silence. It is a quiet I love, though my life too often drives me through it deaf. Busy with costs and losses, I waste the time I have to be here, a time blessed beyond my deserts, as I know, if only I would keep aware. The leaves rest in the air, perfectly still. I would like them to rest in my mind, as still, as simply spaced. As I approach, the sorrel filly looks up from her grazing, poised there, light on the slope as a young apple tree. A week ago, I took her away to sell and failed to get my price and brought her home again. Now, in the quiet, I stand and look at her a long time, glad to have recovered what is lost in the exchange of something for money. The Sorrel Filly by Wendell Berry, from his collected poems 1957 to 1982, published by North Point Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.